This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Authenticity is key in finding a relationship. That's why eHarmony doesn't allow members to copy and paste for their first messages in the app. Your conversations should reflect your uniqueness. So eHarmony is building a community of people who are also putting in the effort. It's 2025. Have conversations that actually help you and your matches get to know each other. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The snow is still causing huge problems, particularly for many hill farmers. They've had to resort to digging up sheep buried in the snow for days now. The Drake family, who farm in the Galtee Mountains, have been out attempting to retrieve animals, and they put some footage of this up online. Anne Drake runs Ballyhoura Farm Escape on the Limerick-Cork border. Afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me.
How many sheep in total do your brothers have, and how many have they found so far?
There is lots and lots of sheep out there. They have no figures at the minute. They probably won't know the exact amount of figures until possibly next week now, until this call comes.
Right, OK. And is it the case that there would be kind of large areas where there's nothing but snow and the sheep are down there somewhere, and how do you find them?
At the moment, lastly, the snow came last Saturday evening, and then on Sunday, the sheep went into, say, like some shade, and the wind then just blew the snow over on top of them and compacted a lot of the sheep. So my brothers are out there since last, and my nephews and all the other hill sheep farming community on the Galtees are out digging and searching and rescuing since last Sunday.
Okay, and how do they locate the sheep?
What they do is they've been very lucky with the help of their sheepdogs. Their four sheepdogs, Sue, Sally, Hemp and Ted, have been amazing. And they, when they're walking along, the dogs can sniff out the sheep. And then the boys go digging and they might find one. And then when they get digging, they'll find probably hopefully five or more.
Yeah.
Sheep, and, which is good.
And would they tend to be in little groups that they're kind of huddling together?
Yeah, exactly. It's the heat that keeps them alive together.
Right.
That's how they work.
And from the videos that were put up, it seems like they're down fairly deep. They have to dig for a while to get them out.
Oh, yeah. They're like down 5, 10, 15 feet of snow.
Mother of God. They've been under 15 feet of snow for days in many cases.
For days since last Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Just shows you what a hardy animal a sheep is. Have many of them not survived?
Yeah, they have a lot of losses, all right. But as I said, like, they won't know the final count until next week.
Right, okay. And so, but within the little groups, would it be the case that some of them are still alive and some of them aren't?
Yeah, no, the little groups would be alive.
Right, okay, the groups would be alive, yeah. And when they get them out, what do they do with them then, in the sense that it's still, you know, there's still a lot of snow around and you don't want them to end up in the same position?
Exactly. So at the moment, like, when they get them out, those sheep come out and they do be traumatised and obviously injured. So the boys then would have nothing to do, only put them on their back, basically, and get them to a waiting quad and get them to the farm. And where my mam, with the last week, is working really hard, tirelessly, trying to get them back to full health again.
Oh,
and
God.
That's what they're, yeah.
Yeah. Now, there hasn't been anything as bad as this for decades, I would assume.
As I said, 1963, my mum remembers the last really bad something like this. And at that time, actually, one of the sheep, she survived 15 days. So that's why this is what's keeping my brothers and nephews hopeful, that they will have a lot of survival too. Because when that sheep lasted 15 days under the snow in 1963.
Crikey. And but in a normal year, would there be a bit of snow anyway?
Oh, yes, you would, like, yeah. But now, I'd say for the last time, it would have been kind of as bad like this would have been like the beast from the east in 2018, I think.
Mm.
But still, this is worse, like, way worse.
Yeah.
Like, there's still snow, like, down here in County Limerick. It's completely, we're still all snowed in and everything, still.
And these would be mountain sheep anyway. Like, they have no experience of being put indoors or anything like that?
No, they haven't. You see, a lot of people would be commenting on that, like, thinking, why don't people take them off the mountains? There's thousands of sheep on the mountains on the Galtee Range.
Yeah.
These are mountain sheep. they're resilient for mountains. That's where they live. Like, there are two types of sheep. There's lowland sheep and there's mountain sheep, and ours are mountain sheep.
And is the weather a bit better today?
No, it's not. It's now, there's a little bit of a thaw coming, but it's still impact, like the roads and everything are still all impassable. Your fences can't be seen, gates, nothing can't be seen because the snow is after going out over all of them, covering the whole lot.
God, so you could be another week or two before the results of that thaw come through.
Exactly. But my brothers and all are hoping for a natural thaw. They do not want a fast thaw, because if they have a fast thaw, rain and everything, then that's going to create a lot more problems, like landslides and flooding and more losses.
Oh, God. And do you have enough physical room where, you know, the ground is more solid, if you like, to put all the sheep at the moment?
Yes, they would have a lot of ground like that, so they'd have to just they're starting to take down as many of them now as they can.
Yeah. And also as well, because they've been in freezing cold conditions and probably haven't eaten anything for days, it's keeping the vet fairly busy.
Yes, the vet, they have a lot of veterinary bills now and a lot of, say like hardship, like, you know, they need a lot of funding now.
Yeah. And we wish you the very best. Hopefully you get to find most of them. Anne Drake runs Ballyhora Farm Escape on the Limerick-Cork border. Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.